This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
Welcome in. Happy Friday, everybody. We're starting the Friday off the right way with the Isaiah Stevens. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, my man, how you doing on this Friday morning? Gearing up for another big game for you guys tonight against San Jose State.
Yeah, man, I'm doing good. Can't complain right now. How you been, man?
Hey, you know what? It's always good when we're watching Colorado State basketball. I mean, especially the last couple of games. What I love, Isaiah, and I mentioned this to Coach Medved the other day, is great teams are going to lose. It's going to happen. It happens every single year. Not a lot of undefeated teams going throughout. It's how you recover. And you guys recovered after a frustrating loss to Wyoming. Three big wins in a row, three important wins in a row. And I think that's just so huge at this point in the season.
No, 100%. And like you said, Coach Medved does a great job of helping us try to keep perspective, and the season doesn't end after one game or one rough stretch. So, you know, you just got to pick up and keep pushing forward, man. And we've done a good job up to this point so far, but we got a big one tonight.
Well, I mentioned this to Coach, you know, ever since you did the kickball thing, you're undefeated. So is that going to be part of the weekly regiment? Are we going to do more games like that? What does the staff have to say about that?
I would like to, but nah, man, I haven't seen that kickball since.
You've just been thinking about it, man. Maybe someday we'll pull that bad boy back out and we'll get after it.
One day for sure. Well, I'd like to.
Going back to the game, and I know you got this one we're going to focus on with San Jose State, but that game against Boise State, that was a Broncos team that was pretty hot coming in, and they, of course, were moving up the ladder, moving up the rankings right there at the top with Utah State. You guys find a way to not only beat them, but you know, you end up running away with that, 75-62, and then Utah State loses. So the other night was kind of a perfect night for Colorado State.
Nah, it was a kind of like a perfect blend of offense and defense coming together, just executing game plan. We knew what kind of game it was going to be. Super physical, high-level execution on both ends, man. And, yeah, honestly, we just wanted to go out there and just compete and let the chips fall where they may, honestly.
In the last five games for you, man, 38 assists to five turnovers in your last five games. I mean, that's incredible to me. The assists are obviously incredible, but the lack of turnovers, you have the basketball in your hand so much as the point guard of this team and the way you operate. I mean, what's the bigger stat for you, all the assists or the fact that you're not turning the ball over?
I think it'll for sure probably be not giving the ball to the other team. Obviously, you have games here and there where maybe it just isn't flowing your way or you're not seeing it maybe how you would like to as far as the game in front of you. But I take great pride in trying to execute as much as possible, especially Coach Medved giving me the freedom and the reign to be able to make all those plays. I had a ball in my hands all the time. You just want to be smart with it and put our team in the best chance to find success. And yeah, so far we've done that.
Well, as a point guard, you got to love it when you have nights like that, too, for everybody else. I mean, everybody was contributing in that game. I mean, Joel Scott's getting back into that, you know, that first 10 games he was on fire. He's been that guy recently. Patrick Cartier's doing his thing. Neek was good in all the other areas, kind of a weird night shooting for him. But you see everybody stepping up their game. You're getting a great contribution from the bench. I mean, that's got to be so huge for you looking out, you know, when you see from top to bottom, everybody was producing on a big night for you.
For sure. And you can kind of see some of these guys getting fully healthy. And I know we had two really good shooters deal with wrist and hand injuries, and you never really know the toll that takes on a shooter's mental. And now they're starting to find some of their rhythms. And honestly, we're just trying to continue to improve and play our best ball going forward. And to be able to see some of those guys just knock some shots down, play with confidence, I think is going to be all the difference for us moving forward. And yeah, I'm excited for it.
I like Coach's saying, and we've heard it before, but it sounds cliche, but it's true in basketball. You like the three, love the paint. And that was a night where you didn't shoot a lot of three. Did Coach come up with that, by the way, Isaiah? Is that his thing?
That was the first time I ever heard it, so I'll give him credit for it for right now. But yeah, man, he's been saying that since I've stepped foot into Colorado State. You just want to stay on the attack, stay downhill, paint touch kickouts are the highest percentage threes that we could generate in our offense, so why not try to get that as often as possible if we are going to shoot the three ball. But you got to continue to put pressure on the rim. You'll still in any type of game you're playing, no matter how teams are defending you, so you definitely just want to continue to stay on the attack.
Well, and you didn't shoot a lot of threes, but it wasn't a great night overall, but you found a way. 40 points in the paint against the Broncos team. At least the games I'm seeing, I don't have stats in front of me, they seem to be pretty good defensively in the paint. So finding different ways to win at this stage in the season has to be so important, getting creative in those victories.
100%. And like you said, Boise is, especially this year, been known for protecting the paint, rebounding at a super high clip on both ends of the floor, holding you to one shot. So when you get those opportunities, you got to capitalize. And this second time around, I feel like really put our best foot forward in the paint and made a lot of those plays. But we were also able to get some extra possessions as well with some offensive rebounds and some steals to kind of get us on transition to where we were able to find the rim a whole lot easier.
Isaiah, a lot was said about you guys, you know, as far as before you got that first road win, but I'm going to flip it on the other side. I say rule number one in the Mountain West is you have to take care of home court. Not everybody's doing that. New Mexico's not doing that. Utah State's not doing that. You guys have been perfect when it comes to Mountain West play inside Moby Arena. Talk to us really, like, You've told us before how much the fan base really impacts you, but, I mean, there's no secret here. You guys just absolutely find success, especially early on. You stormed out the gates against Boise. You stormed out the gates against San Diego State. How much does that crowd really influence these games?
Man, I think they make all the difference. Moby Badness is real. I don't know if we always get the respect and the props that we deserve as far as a home court advantage, but I can definitely assure the teams and the coaches that come in there night in and night out definitely have a different approach to it. They give us a whole lot of energy. They're super engaged. And honestly, man, I don't know if we get half of those games without them. They've kind of willed us through some of our tough nights where we had to go make a few plays down the stretch, and they were right there behind us the whole way. So, Honestly, I give a lot of credit to them for real.
You just got to keep, you know, that one guy from running on the floor, right? Just get rid of that, and then we're good.
Yeah, that was wild, man. I think, he almost ran into one of the Boise players. I was like, oh, man, we can't be doing.
Yeah, there's that. You know, you want to have fun. You want to be a crazy fan base. You want to make it a really difficult place, but there is a certain line.
Sure, and you know what I'm saying? I don't that no more as far as causing a whole lot of extra ruckus. But all in all, man, aside from that, we really don't have to.
Let's try to reconnect with Isaiah and see. Bad cell reception right there for Isaiah. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I love doing this show with him each and every Friday. It's so much fun. He's going to be in studio in a couple of weeks. The schedule's nuts for him because they got a game tonight. So driving over here trying to squeeze everything in is difficult. And it has been because they play on a lot of Fridays. So finding time in his schedule is crazy. We appreciate just the opportunity to sit down with him and talk with him each and every Friday about these games, win or lose. Isaiah's jumping on here to chat with us. Again, it's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And we've got him, I think. Isaiah, we lost you for a second, man, but I think we've got you back.
Yeah, man, I think I'm here.
All right, so yeah, we're talking about the fan, the crowds, it's awesome. Coach Medved the other day told us he doesn't even look at the standings. Like, he doesn't even bother with looking at the standings right now. Do you catch yourself looking at that from time to time, or are you kind of adopting that mindset of Coach Medved where it really doesn't matter? If we don't take care of what we got to do, none of that matters.
There's a lot of truth to that. I'll say probably the times I catch it the most is when I'm watching, like, other Mountain West games and it comes on maybe right after a commercial or something like that. But as far as within Moby Arena, we don't have a lot of talks about standings and where teams are and how many games behind are we and all that different stuff. So, I'll definitely say Coach Medved is definitely keeping it real with that one.
Well, and again, if you can't get locked in on it, because if you get locked in on the standings, sometimes you might overlook some of those teams too. Like for tonight, for example, you've got a team in San Jose State. They're at the bottom of the Mountain West, but. And I know we say this every year about certain conferences, but it really does feel like there is not an off night, that any team at any point can go on and do something. San Jose State's had some interesting games. I mean, they've had some close games, too. So you have to be ready for this team, and so getting locked in the standings can kind of be dangerous.
100%. And a lot of those games that they ended up losing down the stretch, they were either winning or right there to win it with some of the best teams in our league. So definitely can't go into a game looking at standings or a team's record over the last however many games. You got to go out there and respect your opponent and understand that they're going to compete, especially in this league. It's one of the best leagues in the country as far as basketball is concerned, and you got to be willing to go out there and execute your game plan. Otherwise, you'll be beat.
Talk to us a little bit about, you know, any of the concerns going up against this Spartans team. We know about Tim Miles, his history with Colorado State, his history with Nico Medved. So they know a lot about each other. I mean, that's a blessing and a curse, because I guess Coach Medved's going to know a lot about Coach Miles too. But certainly they'll be able to go back and look at it. Knowing each other so well, that's going to be an advantage. What are some of those concerns or those things that you're going to be looking out for tonight against the Spartans?
Man, I think they shoot the three ball better than a lot of teams maybe realize or are willing to give them credit for. They got a lot of guys that can make plays off the bounce. They're super aggressive, play fast in transition, and then they just scrap on the defensive end. They're super active. They help one another. They have a really high-level rim protector with their starting big man. And yeah, so you definitely have to have a sharp game plan, understand what you're reading in front of you. You got to be willing to attack it, but it's not going to be easy. They execute at a high level. Like you said, Coach Tim Miles is a great coach. He always has his guys ready to play, especially against CSU. You know there's some ties there, so we know what kind of game this is going to be.
Yeah, you talk about the three-pointers with this team. A lot of guys with a very high percentage from three-point line. So you're exactly right. That's going to be something to watch out for. And, you know, this game, it probably does mean a little extra, especially for San Jose State when they're having a weird year, a down year. Tim Miles returning to CSU. I mean, those kind of things matter. And, you know, he's going to be really pumped, and his team's probably going to feel that.
100%, and you would expect nothing less. And I definitely know Coach Medved is going to do his part on making sure that we understand what this game means on our end as well. This just isn't a one-side affair, if you will. You know, we need to go out here and play well. We want to come out with a victory also, and yeah, so it's going to be a super competitive night.
What did you think? Before we let you go, I wanted to pick your brain about this. Your guy, David Roddy, a Phoenix Sun now. I mean, he goes from a team that's, you know, at the bottom now, they have injuries and all that stuff, to a team that's going to be probably a good seed in the playoffs, maybe even deep in the playoffs, maybe even go up against the Nuggets. What'd you think about that?
Man, crazy how fast it turns, right? But I'm super excited for him. I actually got a chance to chop it up with him a little bit yesterday after the news broke. And yeah, man, he's excited for the opportunity. He understands what's in front of him now as far as being on a championship contending team and what kind of role he's going to have to bring to the Phoenix Suns and try to learn on the fly. But nah, I'm super excited to watch him play, especially being on the team with future Hall of Famers. I think that's special.
It's crazy, man. I mean, you got Kevin Durant, you got Booker there, you got Bill, like all these great players. How much of an impact do you think he'll make? Obviously, he was getting great minutes with Memphis. He was having some good numbers, some good nights. Do you think he'll make a huge impact for Phoenix as soon as this season?
I hope he gets the opportunity to show what he can do. There's definitely a role out there that I think he could fulfill for him, but you never really know how those things operate. I'm rooting for nothing but the best for him because I know he can help impact winning at any level. So I'm excited to see what kind of role they got lined up for him.
How cool would that be if somehow it works out where the Nuggets and the Suns are playing again in the playoffs and we're getting to see David Roddy on a nightly basis in Denver and back and forth against the Nuggets? I mean, that, you know, that'd be pretty special. I'd be torn. I'm going to root for David individually, but of course the Nuggets got to find a way to win those games, and I know you'll probably be the other way on that, but that would be pretty significant, man.
Nah, that'd be awesome. I'll try to get to as many games as I can. to support my man. So that would be fun. I hope that ends up working out.
Yeah. Now, Isaiah, man, we appreciate you doing this. We'll look to catch up with you next week. Good luck tonight. You guys are smoking hot right now. So cool to see. Keep up the great work, and let's grab another one of those at Moby Arena. Keep that place protected.
Yes, sir. Then we'll do. That's the plan.
All right, my man. Isaiah Stevens, the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, going up against San Jose State tonight. And, you know, the Spartans are 1-9 on the season in the Mountain West Conference. So, yeah, they're at the bottom here. But I, from what I've seen in this conference now, you know, looking back, I mean, they've had close games against, it's somewhat close game against UNLV, close games against Fresno State, very close game against San Diego State, close against Boise. So they've had a lot of games where they're kind of in the mix. So I'm at the point now where, yeah, I expect the Rams to win this thing, but it's still, I mean, they're 15.5-point favorites, Angel. 15.5-point favorites. So, yeah, they should win this thing, but if you're the Spartans and you come out of the gates and you pop a couple of threes, as Isaiah told us, they're a great three-point shooting team, then you start to believe. So you're going to have to treat this one like they're the best team in the conference tonight, because you can't afford to drop this one. 22 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, a lot to get to today. We'll get to the good, the bad, the ugly. How about the Denver Nuggets spoiling a very important night for the Los Angeles Lakers? And for so many reasons, I loved it. A lot of respect, of course, for Kobe and his legacy. But anytime the Nuggets can beat the Lakers is just one of the best things ever. And they do own the Lakers as of late. 22 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Super Bowl 58 is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.